coming up this afternoon on the Lisa Dent Show. Steve Bertrand will be wrapping things up after 40 years here at WGN Radio. He joins us now. And Steve, good morning. My question to you, how did you sleep last night?
You know, Bob, okay, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I mean, I've achieved my last goal was to be on the Bob Surratt Show, and here we are. So, I mean, there's nothing left.
Yeah, you set the bar low, my friend.
Well, you know, you got to... I'm realistic.
I'll tell you something, and of course, I grew up listening to you, Steve.
I heard that today. I actually heard that today.
But you definitely achieved news person star status. You're right there in the Lyle Dean realm after 40 years working with all the major personalities here at WGN Radio, and of course on that Kathy and Judy show. And covering all sorts of big news events, and as Andy reminded me, covering the Bears too. So I know it's impossible to answer the question. What was the highlight? There have been many, haven't there?
Yeah, there really have. And I'm, in all seriousness, I've exceeded my dreams. I mean, I was a farm kid. My parents would bring us up to a Cub game once a year, and I would look at the John Hancock Building and others, and like, I want to live here one day, and I did it. And I feel like I was part of the city's conversation for much of 40 years. And yeah, I mean, that's a treasure. That's just something I will always hold on to. As far as highlights, there's just been so many in so many different ways. But traveling with the Bears during their heyday was, and I was so young, I didn't realize just how cool it was, but it's been great. I just think it's time, Bob.
Steve, we worked together a few times on the weekends when I was doing the Saturday show and you were doing the Saturday show, and that there were times when you would kind of blindside me a little bit, and you would challenge me, and I didn't appreciate it at the time, but now as I've kind of gotten a little bit older in the business, that was one of your fortes, man, and it was so cool to be able to try to keep up with you in doing those shows with you. It's just an amazing skill that you have, and among the many.
I will miss talking to politicians and calling them out a little bit, or not calling them out, but asking fair but direct questions to try to get them to answer something. You can handle the question. It's just a question, and the test is in how you answer it. I don't remember challenging you ever, Andy.
You did, but it's okay.
Okay.
I think I grew up from it,
Yeah. Listen, Steve, listen to me here. I think people should be retired until they're 65. Then work. Because, when you're younger, you can be more active, you can do more. Then when you hit about 65 or so, relax and work. That's my idea anyway.
I will tell you that there was great relief when I got to the point where I didn't have to worry about holding on to my job anymore. when you can retire, and then I started telling people off a little bit. It felt good.
Nobody stays at one place of business for 40 years anymore, especially in TV and radio. It just doesn't happen, and I don't think it's going to be happening. Do you?
No, it's not. And, I was thinking back about, as far as the number of people on this great radio station, Orion's been on longer than me, was on the air longer than me, maybe Brickhouse continuously, but someone said Brickhouse left for a year or two. Of course, Dave Bennett was there, but left for a while. I'm proud of that. I really am proud of that.
My record, I think, at one place is 7 years, unless you let me add up three different times at NBC, then maybe it's 10, but that's about it.
Yeah. I'm not going to let you do that.
People around here are really upset that you're leaving, though, Steve. I mean, they are. And one of the main reasons they are, the average height of a WGN radio employee now is going to go down about 6 inches. So
it's true. Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's nothing we can do about that. Are you so tomorrow? Now you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to freak out, aren't you?
You know, I haven't freaked out yet, and I think it's only natural that I go through these "what the hell were you thinking" phases. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't hit me yet. But Bob, listen. So you know, today's my last day. Yesterday, I walked in, and I felt like a dead man walking. I mean, people were just looking at me in ways that they never have before. And I'm like, what is it? What is it? You know, so I get that. It's a family there. It's a great group of people. I'm going to miss the people so much. But, you know, you just get to a point in your life where this is all I've done since I was 22. And I just got to, you know, stretch a little bit or grow a little bit in different ways. I'm going to keep traveling. And if I could just put a plug in, if you want to get on my email list, send me an email at steve@stevebertrandtravel.com. And I'll put you on the list. I haven't got you and Marianne to go yet, but I know you got a nice little deal with what you're doing. But we're going to keep doing that, keep growing that, and that'll keep me busy, I think. Oh, and I got a haircut appointment for next week, so I know next week is booked.
Please add us to the travel list. Listen, far be it from me to give you advice, but I have a tip for you. There's going to be another little get-together in your honor later today in the newsroom. If somebody says this to you, if somebody walks up to you and says, "Steve Bertrand, I've always wanted to tell you something," run as fast as you can out of the newsroom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Listen, you talk about respect. The going away cake or party for me is at 1:45. And I'm like, "Marlene, I'm on the air at 1:45. I can't go to my own party."
Well, I think she rescheduled for 1:30 now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There was a correction. Now, have you thought about your last words on the radio at the end of the Lisa Dent Show today? What you'll say?
I have. I've thought there's one thought I want to share with people, a belief of mine that if I have the guts to do it, I'll mention at the end of the 5:30, but we'll see. And then, you know, at the very end, I've got a torch, and I'm going to burn as many bridges as I possibly can.
Attaboy. You can do the old Nixon line. You won't have Bertrand to kick around anymore.
Right. Well, I've already tried. I'm not a crook, and that didn't work very well.
Or how about old radio guys never die? They just do podcasts.
Listen, you said something this morning about me, like, growing up listening to me. I was at my health club. One of the trainers literally said, "I remember when I was a kid listening to you during thunderstorms."
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget that. And to think that people grew up listening to me is frightening. And no, in all seriousness, you're an idol of mine. Landecker's an idol of mine. Of course, John's one of my dearest friends. Lisa's great. But I've had a chance to meet the best and to work with the best. And that'll always be in my heart. It's Gary Meyer, I'm still in contact with, you know, and it just, it's Spike Odell. It just has been a gift. It's been a treasure.
Well, now I know why you're leaving when you said that I'm an idol of yours. You're drinking.
Oh, yeah.
You're drinking now. You've got a problem, and that's why you're leaving. So,
no. I mean, you know, it's because you had to go ask my mom what BS meant, what the love counts were.
Well, listen, Steve, a treat to be working alongside you, although with the hours here, didn't get to see you that much lately. But live long and prosper, and hopefully I'll run into you down the road.
I hope to see everyone. I don't want to disappear. I just want to go away for a while. Thanks, Bob.
We'll be listening this afternoon.
It.
Be well.
Thanks, Andy. All right, be well.